And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 19th of July, 2016. It was on this day, 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published The Lord of the Rings, Part 1, The Fellowship of the Ring, a sequel to The Hobbit, which was published 17 years before, the story of Bilbo Baggins, who goes through Middle-earth, comes back with a magical ring. It took Tolkien 17 years because he was a professor at Oxford. He had to write in his spare time, usually at night. He wasn't sure what the story should be, and then World War II broke out, and he started to see the book as an allegory, but still he wanted to get the details right, the geography, the language, the mythology of Middle-earth. He typed the final copy himself, sitting on a bed in his attic, typewriter on his lap, tapping it out, two-fingered, a half million words long. First edition, 3,500 copies. Today, more than 150 million copies have been sold. It's one of the best-selling books of all time. It's the birthday of Edgar Degas, 1834, Paris, known for his paintings of female dancers. He dropped out of law school to study at the École des Beaux-Arts, painted ballet dancers because it earned him the most money. He had friends, painters, Manet, Monet, Renoir, but they left him one by one, unable to bear his anti-Semitism. Renoir said, "What a creature he was, that Degas. All his friends had to leave him. I was one of the last to go, but even I couldn't stay until the end." In his last years, nearly blind, Degas wandered the streets of Paris. After his death, they found more than 150 wax sculptures in his studio, including a famous one, The Little 14-Year-Old Dancer, it's called, which has since been cast in bronze. Edgar Degas, who said if painting weren't so difficult, it wouldn't be so much fun. And it's the birthday of George McGovern, Avon, South Dakota, 1922, son of a Methodist minister who became a fighter pilot, World War II, flew 29 combat missions before his plane was shot down over the Adriatic. His parents were Republicans. He was elected to Congress as a Democrat, then to the Senate, reelected in 68, emerged as a leading opponent to the war in Vietnam, George McGovern, who said, "I'm fed up with old men dreaming up wars for young men to die in." Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchhey entitled Cinderella's Diary. "I miss my stepmother. What a thing to say, but it's true. The prince is so boring, 4 hours to dress, and then the cheering throngs again. The page who holds the door is cute enough to eat. Where is he? Once Mr. Charming kisses my forehead goodnight. Every morning I gaze out a casement window at the hunters, dark men with blood on their boots, who joke and mount, their black trousers straining, rough beards, calloused hands, selfish, abrupt. Oh, dear diary, I am lost in ever after. Those insufferable birds, someone in every room with a lute, the queen calling me to look at another painting of her son, this time holding the transparent slipper I wish I'd never seen." Cinderella's Diary, poem by Ron Kirchhey from Vampire Planet, new and selected poems, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.